is fine. In my mind,
America, I am Mr. Radio. Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, who am I? Six Eyes, that's right, it's me. Hope everybody had a beautiful Friday and having a beautiful Friday evening. Here, phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Welcome to My Daddy's Records here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. But today it's going to be My Daddy's Remote. And being that we share great memories of watching TV, Mom and Dad and myself, we're going to have My Daddy's Remote, and tonight we're going to be watching my favorite, Stanford and Son. But before that, how's everyone doing?
I'm doing okay. Six, in fact, great, as I told you earlier. Do I need to rub it in some more?
All right.
Might indulge later in some banana pudding. That's homemade, too.
Are we bad here?
Am I really bad?
Yes, indeed.
You know, this is putting the, you use the vanilla wafers with and the real bananas with some pudding and some whipped cream. You getting hungry
right.
yet, sir?
You know, you did it earlier when you talked about the hoagie sandwiches that you made, you know.
Yep.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
I'm trying to get you hungry. I'm trying to encourage you to come by here again sometime. That's what I'm trying to do.
All right. I'll be there after the show.
Okay, you do that.
All right. So, are you familiar with the show, Stanford and Son? Are you familiar with that?
Well, be honest with you, Six. Now, okay, I know the characters, okay? Now, if you were to ask me the actors' names, well, now you lost me. But I know the characters. I know who Stanford is. I know Lamont. I know some of the other characters that were in the show, okay, but I know at least the two main characters, Lamont, and I know Sanford, okay, and I know some, quite a few of the shows, okay, so, I mean, you may not lose me as much as you think. Just if I'm listening to an episode, I probably would remember it because I used to watch a lot of it because my grandmother, grandfather, they loved the show, and unfortunately, the way I was in my household, like I said, I had absolutely no rights. I mean, if I wanted to watch TV, I had to watch what they wanted to watch. That was it, whether I liked it or not. So certain shows kind of grew on me, and I always kind of liked Sanford and Son. I mean, despite what some people might have thought, I loved it. You know, it was a pretty cool show, especially when he would Sanford would try to always use that excuse about his arthritis, and Lamont says he'd put that broom in his hand and he'd say, "Ah, perfect for you to hold that broom."
Uh-huh.
Remember
All
that?
Right, well, let's get into it. Yeah, I remember. Let's get into it. This is
Sanford's
son here.
Six, wherever you were when they were talking about the prophets, you were perfect. But now you're getting way out to where I can't hear anything.
What?
What'd you say?
When they were talking about what he was did with the prophets, I could hear every word, but now I can't hear anything.
Well, the show hasn't started yet.
Okay.
Approximately 50 to 100 for Bordeaux. And 3 days of 7-Up. That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard.
That's the most ridiculous thing you ever heard?
Fred, look at this pamphlet Lou brought over. It's all about the Senolytics this year.
What's that? Events for persons of 50 and over. I remember that. Mark, get set, ready, keel over. Well, Santa, for your information, in order to participate in the Senior Olympics, one must be sound of mind, fleet of foot, and in excellent physical condition. 100 push-ups every day.
Well, here, add another to that. Shove your lips up your nose.
No wonder the Catalan last year.
And I have every intention of winning it again this year.
Listen, I've had enough of this chit-chat. Now, Donna, you got to make a decision. Now, who do you want? You've been saving for you all these years, or this wine old
you prepare something for this.
Oh, but you look here. Since you want me to kick my fist inside your face? The fool, sit outside to me. Don't go outside and say that.
I'd be happy to.
Well, don't worry about it. I can't tell myself. Oh, listen.
Okay.
Wow, Fred, you just missed one. But he wasn't there, so Godzilla accepted for him.
You know why Gork wasn't that great? Because Gork is over the diamonds with a decanter.
Oh, you mean that there was another man at Donna's house?
Yeah, some old guy named Lou Turner.
I would have loved to have heard you just put him out and put him in the mouth and wipe up the floor with him.
You know, Grady, I got too much dignity to be fighting in front of Donna.
Oh, you mean Big Lou Turner.
Yeah, the one at the Catalan, his senior at the Catalan last year. Mm. I think I lost Donna to him forever.
You know, he wins the Catalan every year. As a matter of fact, he's in it all alone this year. Everybody's afraid of him.
Well, I ain't afraid of him.
Oh, okay, then it's settled. You entered the Catalan, and then...
The Catalan. Me and the Catalan?
Right.
Forget that, Grady. I'm not going to get to know the Catalan until I get one thing straightened out.
No, what's that, Fred?
What is the Catalan?
That's where they have 10 events. You know, like the 400-meter run and the high jump and the hurdles and javelin, the shot put, and the 50-yard dash.
Right to the hospital in intensive care.
Well, Fred, I mean, don't you want to win Donna back? I mean, after all, Faint Heart never won Fair Lady.
And Stockheart never did too good either.
You got one thing going for you that Lou doesn't have.
What's that?
He is your coach.
Oh.
Come on, Fred. Remember, this is for Donna, man.
Yeah, for Donna.
Fred, you can do it.
I can do it, Brady.
And when she sees you win that gold medal,
yeah,
you can stretch in her heart forever.
Yeah, Brady.
You can do it, yeah.
It's funny,
y'all. It's
Brady.
You do it. You have all the confidence in the world that you can do it. Such a confidence. Did I bet you $5 he kills you?
Come on, Donnie. That's what I really like. You know, a lot of screaming and
lying about this, son.
Like an old hot dog with mustard and ketchup in it.
You
you're really being ridiculous with this Olympic stuff, Pop. This is not going to impress Donna, not at all. It's not going to impress her one bit.
Listen, son, you entitled to your thoughts, and if you want to be entitled to your teeth, you shut up.
All right, you can say anything you want to. Just don't scream no more, because I'm not awake yet, all right?
Okay. Ladies, I might just wake up yet.
Hey, Fred, I can't understand that.
He's gonna have to get some gas on.
How about we have a little orange juice?
Hey, Grady, I thought you said this was orange juice. And I said that was a little orange juice. Now, the rest of it is turnip nectar, horseradish juice, and the essence of pellegrin. Pop, you're going about this whole thing wrong, man. If you want to get in shape, why don't you try taking a long walk every day?
You got a point there.
Well, I'm glad you finally realized that.
Well, listen, why don't you set an example by starting off first? You take a long walk and start on the roof.
All right. Go ahead, be a wise guy, but don't say that I didn't warn you when you get yourself hurt, maybe seriously.
Oh, don't worry about me, son. It's time to die, then I'll die for something to die for. Love, like Romeo and Juliet.
I'm implying. And I can give it Turner. I'm going in the kitchen where I can get some rest and some quiet and get my...
Yes, son, you don't need a kitchen.
This is
with the night and quiet.
Eat this stuff over here. This is... Okay, Fred, I have a whole schedule of exercises for you, so I want to see you and the team out in the yard. All right, man, line up.
Well, okay.
First, we'll start with 20 push-ups, Fred.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Now you lie down on the ground. Go. One. Wait, Fred, you mean you can't even do one push-up?
You're just bleeding.
One hip here. All right, Fred. Okay. All right. Now we're going to jump a little rope as soon as our head is over here. All right, we're going to jump a little rope because what this does is develop the legs and the bust line.
Men don't jump no rope. We don't know how to jump no rope, Grady.
Well, it's easy. Fred, I used to jump over my sister all the time.
I bet you got beat up a lot, too.
No, no, no. I'm sorry. Now, it's just very, very simple, see? It's easy once you get the hang of it. Okay, you try.
I don't want to try.
Oh, okay. Well, how about we practice on the discus?
That's okay. Get the discus. Hey. I ain't no discus. It's a headcap.
Well, practice, right?
I can this is my presidential collection.
Your presidential collection?
Yeah. See, this is a Ford, and I got one from a Lincoln, and the next president is Rufus R. Toyota.
Okay, here's an old one over here.
Okay.
All right.
Ready? The discus. Discus.
What? You're talking to swallow, Fred.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, that's because that arm wrestling I always do. I'm the best at that.
Yeah, well, you sure won't win that event.
Yeah.
And you probably win the boomerang event, too. Say, Pop, there's your hubcap, man. I want you to know it just missed me.
Well, let me put it on the truck and try again.
They don't do me no small favors.
Say, why you all dressed up like fried chuck?
Fred Pax, the senior Olympics, Ron. Okay, man. Good luck.
Okay, now I want you run down to the lamppost and back.
All right.
Okay.
Wait a minute now.
Okay.
And then it's not enough that we have to go. Where is he, Gravy?
Oh, yeah, Fred's out practicing the 50-yard sprint.
The 50-yard sprint? Great, are you crazy?
This has gone far enough now. This is it. They've got to put a stop to it. This is ridiculous.
Oh, okay, Lamont. Okay, we'll quit as soon as he comes back. He'll be back in a second.
I thought you said 50 yards. I mean, where is he?
Are you back? And Fred,
come on, you
we're about reporting Senior Olympic Bowl, son.
I get it right now. You make that phone call.
Everything is taken care of.
What phone call?
It's the door. I'll get it. I don't understand this Olympic stuff, Grady. Well, hi, Dr.
Hello, Vaughn. Hi, Grady.
Well, hi, if you can come over. Maybe you'll be able to talk some sense into my father.
Well, I'll try.
Please.
He didn't dream he was serious.
Come on, Fred.
I'm in.
Oh, Johnny, Grady, good to see y'all standing outside my locker room. You want my autograph?
No, but I'd like to have your head examined.
Fred, listen to me for a moment.
But, honey.
I came over here to tell you that what you're doing isn't necessary. You don't have to prove anything to me. Please, Fred, stop all of this.
Forget about that, Donna. It's time now that somebody took that loudmouth blew down a few pegs. When I get through with him, his hide's going to be hurting, his shot's going to be foot, and his frog's going to be jumping. Listen, come on, Coach, let's go.
Maybe we should have gone to watch Fred.
No, I think we did the best thing by staying here. If we had gone down there, he would have just acted more silly than he did here. We did the best thing. But where could he be?
Oh, relax, Lamont. I'm sure he's just fine.
Hi, Lamont.
Hi, is Fred all right?
Oh, he's fine.
Oh, wonderful. Look at all those medals.
Pop, I can't believe that. Are those all real?
Of course they're real. Solid gold, and I'm having bronze.
Picking up the light.
Now, look, everybody, see, now this one over here is for the decathlon, and all of these are for winning first place in all 10 events.
Hey, Pop, I'm really proud of you, Pop.
Oh, yeah.
So am I.
Fred would have done much, much better if he'd have had somebody to compete against.
Good, Brady, good, good.
You remember this one,
gang? The only person in the whole Olympics.
Yeah.
What happened to Luke?
Chicken out. He's a weakling. He's assisted. He's in here.
My congratulations.
Very
special. Remember this episode, Wolfgang?
What happened? You said that you missed the Olympics.
I know, Donna. Just as I was leaving, someone
said they were going to hold the seventh.
Why, that's a shame.
Yes. That's the brakes, Sam. Count with them all.
Yes, that's the brakes.
Funny thing, though. The fellow that called used a very strange expression. Who, poobly, who?
What, poobly, who? Well, I guess I'll be leaving now.
Yeah. going in the closet and shut the
door. Oh, I see you won the arm wrestling, too.
Yes.
Well, had I been in the decathlon, you may have given me a little competition, but both of us in the arm wrestling, Sanford, absolutely no competition whatsoever.
Are you challenging me to arm wrestling? Is that what you're doing?
I believe your interpretation is correct.
Wait a minute, Mr. Turner.
That's quite all right, LaVon.
No, but
Fred, Lou, welcome. This is ridiculous.
Winner has still champion.
What is it?
Oh, Donna, I do believe I sprained my arm.
You poor thing. Here, let me help
you. Poor thing.
No, come. I'll take you to my house, and I'll put some heat on it, and then I'll
get some heat on it. Wait a minute, Donna. Wait a minute. Just a second here. I thought we were going to have a little celebration night. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
I'm sorry, Fred. We'll have to do that another time. It may take weeks before Lou's arm heals. Come on, Lou.
Yes. It may take weeks before it heals, Sanford. Oh, I should be angry with you for tricking me out of the Olympics by that phony phone call, teammate arm wrestling. But I realize you did it out of love for Donna. Mark of a true champion. I bow to you. I salute you.
Hey, Pop, you know,
here we go again. You're not talking to me, right?
Well, you're wrong, and you know it. Why don't you just come on out and admit that you're wrong? And go out there and do that inventory like you're supposed to, and if I have time when I come home, I'll help you finish it. You know I like toast. All right, I'll do it.
I knew you would, son. Good morning.
I'm giving it to you, Pop, but I'm not going to do it this time. If you want that inventory done, you're going to have to do it yourself. You got that? And when I come home, I'll finish decorating the tree.
What branch would you like your teeth on?
You can take that tree and them decorations. On our head, we ain't got no money to be spending on no foolishness.
Anything you say, Scrooge.
Oh. I greetings of you, Tide.
Go down to the ocean side and stand in the low tide until the high tide commits suicide.
You don't upset me, Fred Sanford. I have the
Christmas
and the season of Halloween.
What are you starting something for, Pop?
Hi, Aunt Esther. And I'm in a hurry. Was there anything I can do for you before I leave?
Just put these under your tree, sweetheart.
Thanks a lot. Hey, here's a present here for you, Pop.
Spend money on me?
It's not the amount of money one spends on a gift, Fred. It's the thought behind it.
What is it?
Cash. You know my nerves. You think you smart, Fred Sanford. You speaking friends would say, adios, sucker.
Listen, Nancy. Now, is that you?
I got the one wrong.
You missed that. I'm sir.
I'd like to talk to you about a job.
Who do you think I am, one of the Kelly girls?
Hey, I'll do anything for it. Yes, I need $10 to buy a Christmas present for my mother and father. I only have 2 days till Christmas.
Anything?
Yes, sir. I'll work both days, day and night, for the $10. Yes, sir.
Come on in. Let me explain my health and welfare plan to you. Everything you do is for my health and welfare. Well, it's very good. And you better hurry, though, if you're going to get all this done and get the house painted by tomorrow night. Right?
Hey, Pops, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Why ain't you somewhere doing time?
Hey, Pop, who is that?
Oh, that's our employee, son. He's working for us.
He's not working for us. He's working for you. He's doing the inventory, isn't he?
Among other things?
Other things.
Like, taking the house and cleaning up the yard and fixing the garage.
How much are you paying him for this?
You're going to love this, son.
How much?
$10.
$10 to fix the house, clean up the yard, and fix the...
That's what I said, napkin. $10.
Yeah, well, how much you pay for his ball and his chain? Hey, Pop, $10 is
what? I'm doing wrong.
Nothing to you, Mr. Rockefeller. But for him, it means he was present for his mother and father. And if I like his work, tomorrow I give him his $10 and a Christmas bonus.
What kind of a bonus?
Big smile and a firm handshake.
Hey, look here, Pop. Why don't you slide this up under your tree? What is it?
A Christmas present from me to you. I don't want that under my tree. Set my tree on fire so hot.
Look, what's the matter with you? Rollo's trying to give you a Christmas present.
I don't need his present. Don't need his present. And nobody wants to see him in the future.
Hey, look here, man. Why don't you take it to mind? Merry Christmas, brother. Hey, Pop, what's the matter with you, man? I think it was nice of Rollo to include you on his Christmas list.
I don't want to be on his list as long as he's on the wanted list.
Got that kid out there working for nothing, man, all these hours, what all this stuff, you know? Scrooge, this is just like that story, Christmas Carol.
What the dickens are you talking about?
It's a
weird
story, huh?
Yes, it's a story about the true spirit of Christmas.
That's right.
It's about his guy that worked real hard for his old gray-haired boss so that he could get rich and have a Merry Christmas.
I don't want to hear any more of this.
I'm kind of sleepy, son.
Naturally, you've been over-rested. Do that for you, too.
Quiet, Lamar. Shut up over there, kid.
Who are you?
It is me, the spirit of Christmas past.
Oh, well, look here. I gave you $3 in change. I gave you $2 there and I can fit. And I gave you 30 seconds to get out of my house.
Come with me.
Yeah,
Is that you, Lamont?
It is me. It isn't me. It's today. It's yesterday. It's all things to all people, for I am what was.
Could you say that in English?
It's me, Bert Sanford. Bert.
Go with him, Bert Sanford.
You.
Hey, you're wrong. Putting your hand on me.
Me.
Where are you going?
To your past.
Another time.
Yeah.
Good time.
Follow me.
I'm following you.
Follow me.
Where are we?
Doesn't this place look familiar?
Yeah, I've been here once. I've been here a lot. This is my house in St. Louis. You're the spirit of St. Louis.
Who's that?
It's my mommy. Mommy.
She can't hear you.
She can hear me, but she just won't listen to me. We lied. And she's calling Brandy.
That's right. She's calling you.
Did you pay me back, Fred? Yes, ma'am. I got it.
Oh, Brandy's mommy changed.
They had to spend it. So I don't have old windshield wipers. So I bought it off them. And someday I'll sell it for junk and make lots of money. So that's what the future of this country is coming to. Junk. I'm going to be a millionaire and buy you things, Mommy. I'm going to buy you diamond rings and fur coats, your own brand new windshield wipers.
Oh, baby. You better get some sleep because Santa Claus is coming tonight. And he don't want to find your way. Because if he does,
it's your lot.
Okay. Mommy, I didn't buy you anything for Christmas.
Oh, honey, that's all right. Mommy don't really need anything.
Be away from me, spirit.
Hey, don't you like seeing your mommy?
Yeah, but I don't like seeing me. I didn't spend all that money on the windshield wiper. I spent half of it on the windshield wiper, and the other half I bought candy with.
And you never told your mother?
Oh, I could have. Listen, take me home, spirit.
Okay, follow me.
Hi, Mommy. Take me away from here. Take me away from here. Take me away from here.
Wake up. Wake up, Fred Sanford.
Oh, glad I was dreaming. Oh, I dreamt it.
Come with me.
I've been out once tonight.
Come with me.
I'll be the driving.
Sanford. We'll travel on the clouds above the stars in the sky.
Ain't smoking on that stuff.
Come with me. And the spirit of Christmas present.
Come with me. I'm coming with you. I'm following you.
Follow me.
Be God all the way. Oh,
I think you got the best chicken flicking, the top picking landlord in town. I know those last.
You should. These are all your friends.
Friends?
Yes. People that care about you and the people that you care about.
I care about. I don't know who I care about.
Don't you think it's time you started to care about someone?
I know that land.
My
green song.
That's Psalm Esther. Listen.
My God.
Thank you, Spirit.
What?
Saying listen and not look. Because I can't stand the sight of her.
Why?
Hey, Esther, you to invite me over for eggnog.
Christmas, Donna. Love for your fellow man. Yeah.
Say it, say your partner, my come.
Thank you, Charlie.
No. I didn't invite Fred. Why? Because he doesn't have the Christmas spirit. I wanted Lamont to come, but he didn't want to come because he didn't want to embarrass his father.
I would have gone, but she didn't invite me. I really would have gone.
Out of love or to insult him?
Who? Because I love to insult him.
It was nice of you to buy Fred a Christmas gift, Esther.
Yeah, especially after all the insults he heaps on you.
Well, the Lord said turn the other cheek.
Her cheeks look just alike, all four of them.
You know, I don't understand, Pop. I bet when he was a kid, he used to send poison pen letters to Santa Claus.
Fred ain't that bad, Rollo.
You want to stick up for him, Bubba. He's always calling you stupid, dumb, mindless, and foolish.
I know it. But at least he doesn't insult me.
And Mother's right. Have a nice gym. He's always trying to be nice to me. Don't be nice to me. Don't be nice to me.
I'm trying.
You know, I'm all right.
No.
I don't deserve it. You know, don't be nice to me. Take me away again. I want to go. Oh, you can take me away.
No,
I don't deserve it. Too many dreams, too bad dreams.
But you can't try for three.
Oh. Who are you, the spirit of Liberace?
Christmas future.
Christmas present. Christmas just left. If you hurry, you can get them.
Come with me.
I'm coming.
Follow me.
Follow you.
Follow me. It's your future, Fred Sanford.
It's me. All alone. No son, no friends.
Do you know why?
The old man.
No generosity, no love, no Christmas spirit.
Kidding.
No kidding.
I don't want to see no more. Come here with me. I don't want to see no more. Get me out of here. I don't like him. 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 I don't like him.
You don't like who, Mr. Sanford?
Him, me, sir.
You were dreaming, Mr. Sanford.
Yeah. I told you to stop working.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was me that told you to stop working. That's who. It was me. Stop working.
Are you okay, Mr. Sanford?
Of course I'm okay. And you're going to have the finest Christmas you ever had in your life. Here's 20 bucks.
You was kidding, Mr. Sanford.
It's 20. Where's your Christmas spirit? Are you sure you don't want me to help you with the dishes? And thanks a lot for my smoking jacket.
That's okay. And you know, sometimes you amaze me, Pop.
Why?
Well, giving Ron that $20 and telling him he didn't have to come back to work.
Well, it's Christmas.
Yeah. There's just one thing I don't understand, Pop.
What's that, son?
Well, you said that you weren't going to let me have my presents until my birthday. And my birthday is until February.
Well, just to go along with it, I know what I'm doing, son.
I know that, Pop, but, you know, when all my friends ask me what kind of presents I got for Christmas, I'm gonna feel silly telling them I'm not getting them until February.
I know, but, see, I work wonders in many ways.
Come here.
Welcome and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Jack.
Sir, you know, sir, it's not
I just wanted you to meet my parents, Mr. and Mrs. Small.
How are you?
Mr. Sanford, the nicest man in the world, and the son of mine.
How are you?
Yes.
Have a seat, Miss Small.
Thank you.
Say, you know, you have a nice son here. He really loves you.
If it's nice of you to overpay him, but to give him all those gifts for all of us, well.
Yes. Well, I got to leave now. Ta-ta.
Thank you.
Before you leave, what's your first name, Mr. Small?
Bob, Robert.
Oh, well, I thought it might be Lou, because I see that L on your tie.
That's one of the gifts your father sent over. He explained to Ron that stands for love.
Right, that's what Reggie explained.
Reggie said that, huh? And these cufflinks you have here, Ron, with LS on them, I guess that was a gift from him, too, huh?
Sure was.
Uh-huh. Well, of course, I'm familiar with that LS. That must stand for his famous slogan. I'm familiar with it, but just for the heck of it, what does it mean again?
Oh, it's his way of life, his philosophy.
Yes, and I loved it. He even put it on the box of handkerchiefs he got for me. L.S. Love somebody.
Merry Christmas, son. Merry Christmas, Pop. And remember, love somebody.
Would you to invite me over for eggnog?
It's a Christmas, Donna. Love for your fellow man.
Lamont and Pop coming.
Invite Fred. Why? Because he doesn't have the Christmas spirit. I wanted Lamont to come, but he didn't want to come because he didn't want to embarrass his father.
It was nice of you to buy Fred a Christmas gift yesterday.
Mr. Fred G. Sanford.
Yes.
I am. Well, I'm too late for the Christmas carol.
Not until the clock hits 12.
Good. Where's Stella, friend?
Yes.
No, I don't want to sing nothing. Hey, flat.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Song by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make Christmas bright. Their eyes all aglow, but find it hard to sleep tonight. All this Santa's on his way. He's loaded by toys, goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple praise to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Smith, if he's in this mess, we're going to find him.
What's going on here?
Now, you know where Lamont is?
Yes, he went to Bakersfield to pick up some refrigerators. Why?
Can he be reached?
I don't know. I think he said he was going to sleep in the truck tonight. What's the matter?
Well,
I'm afraid we got some bad news for you.
Oh, hold it, Smitty. We don't want to upset the lady. You better sit down.
What is it?
Please, sit down.
I don't want to sit down.
Then would you mind if I would? I'm really having a rough day.
What is happening? Please tell me.
Don't be worried and don't be frightened, Donna. He's going to be all right.
Who?
Fred. But don't worry about it.
Yeah, you see, he was only run over by some gangsters and given 2 days to live. It's nothing.
Fred was run over by some gangsters?
Well, only his toe.
He's in the hospital.
It's all this about being given 2 days to live.
He witnessed a murder by Mr. Big. He's the only man ever to see Mr. Big actually pull the trigger, and the mob has threatened to kill him if he testifies.
Well, he just won't testify. It's that simple.
Well, there's a $25,000 reward if he does.
That's not so simple. Let's go.
This is worse than basic training.
Well, Bert, I better get back inside.
Okay, Bill. Something.
Oh,
look at there. Freeze. It's okay, Sergeant. We're police officers.
How do I know that? Anyone can acquire a uniform and say he's a police officer. Will you turn around? Turn around. Get your hands. Put your things on the floor.
My gosh, he is good. I mean, I just love that. I mean, it's so real. I mean, this could be a movie, Sergeant.
Hey, Freddy.
Hey, you're all right.
Please.
Hey, who is she?
Oh, this is Donna Harris. She's the fiancée of the doomed man.
You stop there.
You have a great fiancée, Miss Harris.
Can I see him? Is he all right?
Well, his foot hurts a little, but it'll be all right.
Is Fred in there all by himself?
Don't worry. Gave him a whistle. Gets in trouble, he blows it, and we'll be in a second.
How's he bearing up?
He's a trooper, a real trooper, a brave man, Mr. Sanford. The stuff heroes are made of.
I go in now, please.
Yes, of course.
Hurry! Yes,
she knows
it's her.
She knows
that she's her.
Oh, Fred.
Does
she know it's me?
Oh, yeah? Well, if you really Donna, then say something that only Donna would know. And make sure it is something that I would know, Donna would know.
All right. Every time I come over to the house and you're alone, you always...
Oh, he's dialed up. I mean, listen, what are you talking about you for? Hey, give me more fruit. And next time, get some nectarine, because they're in season two. And listen, would you just be kind of leave me alone here with my fiance?
Okay.
Out.
Oh, let's go.
Out. All y'all. Out.
Fred, does your toe hurt much?
No.
Not for what?
Not for me to live here as long as I want to and be waited on hand and toe by the LAPD, get all I want to eat, and have a big color TV up on the wall.
Yes, Father, it's like every entire show in the country.
Don't worry, Donna. Nothing could happen to me. Can't you see? I got to have the police force watching me.
Cruel world. Is that Nimroid?
My man had go boom.
I want to run down everyone who touched this man's banana.
Right, Sergeant.
I want to know the history of this banana from the time it was on the tree until it blew up in this room. I want you to send a man to every food store in this room. Bring me back names, bring me back addresses, bring me back phone numbers.
Right.
And bring me back your nectarine. Sorry for that, Mr. Sanford.
Listen, what about my electric shaver?
Hawkins? Yes, Sergeant. Get this man the electric shaver.
Right. Did you leave me with my fiance now?
Yes, sir.
Out. Yeah, out. Hey, Don. When Lamont gets back from Bakersfield, he's going to be rich.
Now, what are you talking about?
Look here. Did you see newspaper today?
No.
Look here. There's a $25,000 reward for anyone giving information that leads to the arrest and conviction of one Daniel Tracy, also known as Mr. Big. Now, all of a sudden, I become anyone.
You are about to become that one.
Oh, Donna, that's ridiculous.
How did you get involved in all this anyway?
Well, let me tell you. I was going to do my regular hard day's work. And I was coming out the movie. And this car came zooming around the corner. And this big fat guy leaned out the window, had an earring in his ear. And he shot this little skinny fella who was standing there, had popcorn in his teeth.
Fred, you were standing that close?
That's right.
Oh. How can this city let hooligans like that run around the street free, killing and shooting with no regard for human life? Oh, I can't stand it. It's wrong.
Pardon me, though. I got to talk to my fiancé in private now. It's just a back. See, Donna, I got it made. When Lamont comes back, I tell him to get married. And after he gets married, just spend a full life. Just bring the grandchildren by to see me every Sunday.
Friends. You can't spend the rest of your life in a bed.
Hello, Mr. Why not? Gloria, Angel of Mercy, Donna. Donna, Gloria.
Hello.
Hello. Are you comfy and cozy?
Yes, I'm comfy, and this is my friend Cozy. As soon as you leave the room, Cozy here can come a little closer and make comfy a little more comfy.
Oh, Mr. Stanford, you are the one.
I am the one. I am the one. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of cute, isn't she? She just started this afternoon, and she took the other girl's papers on earlier.
Why did she take somebody else's place?
Well, ask me why. How did I know?
That nurse is just in here. She left a time bomb under Mr. Sanford's pillow.
Where gone bad?
How did nurse get in here anyway, Bill?
Oh, she was in earlier. She just reported to work on an earlier shift, and I theorized she was all right.
You theorized? You theorized.
What else can we tell you, friend?
Tell you what theorize means.
Assume. Well, Mr. Sanford, according to Webster's Believe the Dictionary,
assume. I don't know what assume means. I'm just going back out there. Be a little bit more careful, will you? Will you do that? And oh, my gosh.
What?
My fucking transistor radio. You must have thrown it out with the time bomb, Donna.
Yeah. I'll pick one up right away.
Might I be alone with my fiance?
Oh,
Fred, you are ripping off this city for a fortune.
No, I'm not. I'm only getting what's coming to me. After all, I'm handing in Mr. Big on a silver platter.
Now, if you live that long.
Oh, I'll make it, Donna. And Lamont will have everything that he wants. And then you'll have reason to be proud of me. And all of you be proud of me because I finally did something to make you proud. And I risked my life for the sake of justice.
Justice? You mean for the $25,000, not justice.
Justice good. Justice good.
You know something, Fred.
Now, please don't lecture me, now. Okay. I'm left in hospital with a busted big toe, being chased by gangsters, and I ain't had my nectarine.
I'm going to tell you I am proud of you. Really proud. Not because you're risking your life for your son, for the money, even for justice. I am proud of you because you are what you are, a very, very brave man. This is your idea of protection. This is your idea of taking care of Mr. Sanford. Look at this room. Exposing. It was already
I've calmed down now. It's not all right, Fred. Come on. Now, will you please tell them that you don't know who shot that poor man with the popcorn in his teeth, and that you're not going to testify, and then you won't need protection, and they'll leave you alone.
But I am going to testify, and I'm going to get that $25,000, and I'd appreciate it very much if you gentlemen would take better care of my life.
Ralphie, sorry, Mr. Sanford. We'll call headquarters, double the guard, and make sure no one slips by us. Make sure no one stands near that window and keep the drapes closed.
Sir.
Fred, are you crazy? They could have killed that son.
And won the love of every man in the world who could see.
I came in feeling sorry for you because you were attacked by criminals. I remember how scared I was when they robbed my store. But at least they didn't run over my toe.
I see that. Ran over your face.
You can insult me all you want to, Fred Sampson, because I'm here on behalf of my church, and I cannot be hurt.
But then I apologize for insulting
you. Oh, Fred, do you really mean that?
Of course I do, darling.
Darling?
Listen, would you do me a favor, sweetheart?
Of course, dear. What is it?
Well, it's a little stuffy in here. Would you mind pulling them grapes back and open the window?
Would you all excuse us, please? I'd like to speak to Fred and Esther alone.
Certainly. Bill, Sergeant, okay. I can vouch for this woman.
We'll be in the hallway, Fred.
All right. Is there any of y'all going outside?
Why, Mr. Sanford?
It's about time for my roast beef sandwich.
All
right.
All right, Esther. Now, what's all this business about the church? I just want to know how much of the $25,000 Fred's going to donate to the church, praise the Lord. He's not going to testify, Esther, so he won't be getting any money. Is that right, Fred?
No, that's not right. I'm going to testify, and I'm going to get that $25,000, and I'm going to put most of it in a trust fund for my son, Lamar. And I'm going to spend the other $23,000 on yours truly.
Fred Sanford, you may be able to turn a deaf ear on me, and you may be able to turn a deaf ear on the church, but you will never be able to turn a deaf ear on your country.
Just unfortunately, I only got 2 ears, and I wish they were long enough to cover up my eyes so I wouldn't have to look at your ugly face.
Mr. Sanford, she's your sister-in-law.
Her face is wanted in 3 continents.
As the police commissioner, I want to tell you that every man on the force is proud of you.
Well, I felt it was my duty, Commissioner.
I thought you were saying that on the air, Mr. Sanford.
Why, sure. I feel the two go hand in hand.
Oh, which two?
His money and my duty. See, his money is number one, and my duty is number two.
Mr. Sanford, in a couple of hours, I'm going to bring Daniel Tracy in through this door. All you have to do is identify him, and we'll protect you until after the trial. Oh, by the way, you neck the reins.
You mind taking the bits out?
Mr. Sanford, what do you intend to do with the money once you get it?
Well, I intend to give the money to the Fred Sanford Foundation for 100 selective charities.
Oh, really? What are some of those charities?
It's for an old man with a young son, 34 years old, whose mother died at an early age, and he was forced to live in watch and drive a red truck.
There are a lot of those?
You'd be amazed.
Hello, Fred.
Donna. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, it's wonderful. Donna Harris, meet Commissioner Daly.
How do you do, sir?
Miss Harris.
And here's Mr. Martinson from the 430 News.
Hello. Fred, here's the mail.
That's one of them. Get well cards from all of my friends. Let's see, this one's from Brady. Dear Fred, I am very proud of you. You just go ahead and testify. Good conquers evil, makes might.
Nothing will happen to you. Yes. Can I have your color TV as they rub you out? That old dump crate.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And check it for fingerprints. What this one is. Yeah.
What's it say?
Nothing at all. I mean, nothing.
Oh, it's not a nothing. It's a something. Let me see.
No, it's nothing.
I see it in your face.
Listen, I say it's nothing, and you can't see something in my face, and I just don't argue about it. I just leave me alone. And all y'all, just leave me alone. Just go on out.
Ms. Martin, come on.
Out, please, Donna. Just leave me alone. Please, please. Dear hero, this is your final warning. If you don't want your son and girlfriend hurt, forget she saw anything. And then forget everything else, or your company will be Sanford and nobody. Remember, forget it. I got to forget it. I got to forget everything. I got to forget everything I saw. What did I just say? I forgot.
Standby, please. Action.
Good afternoon. Karen Martinson on the 4:30 News. I'm standing in the very well-guarded hospital room of Fritz Sanford, the man who saw Daniel Tracy allegedly shoot Johnny Popcorn 2 days ago. In a few minutes, the police commissioner will bring in Mr. Tracy for Mr. Sanford to identify. Well, Mr. Sanford, how do you feel?
I don't remember.
Don't remember how you feel?
Where am I? What is this?
I'm here. How was I born?
Seen the murder this week? Wait.
What's the matter with him?
The poor man's mind is gone. Now he doesn't have a mind or a personality.
Well, maybe seeing Daniel Tracy will stir up a memory. Commissioner? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Police Commissioner Daly, and the man with him is Mr. Vic, Daniel Tracy, owner of Tracy's Toyland and Massage Parlor in El Segundo. Let's watch.
Sanford.
Oh, yes, how is he?
I'm about to ask you, it's very important. Now, your identification can have a big effect on the future security of the people of this city. Do you recognize this man?
Man? What's man?
Big man? Hello, man.
Mr. Sanford.
This is Daniel Tracy, a.k.a. Mr. Big. Now, you said that you saw him attempt a murder.
Murder? Oh, let me plug my murder. Let me go get some rest.
Hey, Commissioner, can I go? You're wasting my time.
Oh, he's holding back. He's speaking.
No, he's not, Commissioner. Poor man is obviously sick. Looks like he's got amnesia to me.
Yeah, that's what it is. Amnesia. I don't remember your name. My name. Now listen, Danny, leave out of here and take Mr. Tracy with you.
Mr. Sanford, it sounds like your memory is coming back.
Well, all of y'all get out of here now.
Leave him alone. Did you see the man and set your bite?
Yeah, get out of here, Don, and get on this horse you brought in here right away.
That's who?
The man who brought you 3 years ago and wounded my husband Woodrow.
You swear to that in court on a Bible?
You man.
Lady, you just made yourself $25,000.
No, praise the Lord. My church has made itself $25,000.
Commissioner. Isn't she in danger now?
What? I wouldn't dare touch her now. She just made a statement on national television holding a Bible. She is safe, Miss Harris.
Oh, wait a minute. It's called off. She's going to be really now.
What's she doing? All right, get him out of here.
Wait a minute. That guy, he's out with earring. And wait a minute.
I'm about 6 in the 4:30 News in a hospital room in Los Angeles. Back to you, Jim.
No, back to nobody. Give me $100. I'll pay you. You didn't love to
Okay.
Identify him. See, I was outside the movie when it's called. Donna, give me a dollar. I'll tell you who did it.
What are you doing?
Oh, that's my letter. Give me my name.
Dear hero, this is your final warning. Fred, you were willing to risk your own life for the $25,000, but you wouldn't risk mine.
Well,
Fred, wonderful. You're so special. You threw away the $25,000 and didn't even tell me why.
I got a lot to be thankful for, Nana. I mean, I got me a radio, and I got me an electric chamber. I get all I want to eat.
That's right.
Yeah, called television. And you got a lot to be thankful for, too.
What?
That the reward wasn't $50,000.
You wouldn't have.
I'd like to think I wouldn't have. Why, darling?
What did the doctor say? He said you'll be out of here in a couple of days.
Oh, he did? Well, maybe I'll just stretch it out a little bit. Everything is free, ain't it?
It's not free. When you refused to testify, you gave up the right to charge the city for everything.
Let's get on out of here.
Oh, no. Fred, I don't think you're healed properly.
No, I'll be all right. Hand me my shoes over there. Let's get on out of here.
Here.
Fred, move that. Oh. Get on out of here. Get my clothes down here. Down the hall.
All right. And that was My Daddy's Records special edition remote. My Daddy's Remote on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
Yeah, I like that last one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't make shows like that no more, man.
Yeah. Well, looks like we got Emily with us, Six.
Hello, Emily. Welcome.
Your mic is unmuted, Em.
My phone was being a booger.
Okay, what'd you think, Em?
I like that one. Because some people would do anything for a little greenback. And hello, boss man.
All right, Six, what happened to you?
I think he needs to get his coffee.
Yep, one of my favorites.
There he is.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that Christmas one was kind of interesting, too.
Yes. Yes. And a lot of people didn't know.
You could say the Sanford and Son version of Christmas Carol.
Yeah. Yep. You are right. Good observation. Yep, so that was My Daddy's Records, special edition, My Daddy's Remote.
All right. So. So what are you thinking about doing for next week, Six, so that we could get the people interested in joining us?
Oh,
All right, well, that's going to do it for today. So I want to thank everybody who tuned in. And we're out of here.
All right. Well, God bless everybody.
All right. Take care.